So there is one of the main ways that the frontal lobe has been studied in schizophrenia has been with neuroimaging. And neuroimaging has produced some of the most consistent evidence that at the level of how the brain functions, there's something not quite right about the frontal lobes. Neuroimaging is a technique for looking at the brain while it's engaged in working. It gives us a physiological or functional assessment of how the brain's actually doing things. And there have been many, many functional imaging studies with techniques called PET or positron emission tomography, regional cerebral blood flow techniques, or more recently techniques like functional magnetic resonance imaging, all of which provide functional assessments of what the brain is doing. All of these kinds of studies, and there have been literally hundreds of them in schizophrenia research over the last 20 or so years, have shown that there is an abnormality of function of the frontal lobes, particularly during contextually important behaviors when the frontal lobe is being asked to do a frontal lobe sort of thing, which could be executive cognition or working memory cognitive task or more complicated environmental processing tasks.